Chapter 18. Culture and Religion. The Influence of Culture on Faith and Practice. Culture is simply the hospitality of the intellect. Your mind is open to new ideas and larger views. When they enter, you know how to receive them, and to entertain, to be entertained, and take what they have to offer without allowing them to dominate you. Tom Kettle. Culture and religion are deeply intertwined, each shaping and influencing the other in profound ways. Culture reflects the beliefs, values, and practices of a society, while religion provides a framework for understanding the divine and living according to spiritual principles. Throughout history, religious practices have been shaped by cultural contexts, and at the same time, culture has been influenced by the moral and ethical teachings of religion. Culture is the tacit agreement to let the means of subsistence disappear behind the purpose of existence. Karl Kraus. In Christianity, the influence of culture on faith is seen in the way that different cultures express their worship, interpret scripture, and engage in religious rituals. While the core message of the gospel remains unchanged, the way it is lived out can vary significantly depending on cultural contexts. This chapter will explore the dynamic relationship between culture and religion, examining how cultural values shape religious practice and how, in turn, faith influences cultural norms and practices. The role of culture in shaping religious expression. Culture plays a significant role in shaping how individuals and communities express their faith. While the core tenets of Christianity, such as belief in Jesus Christ, salvation, and love for others, are universal, the way these beliefs are practiced and lived out can differ based on cultural contexts. This diversity in expression is a reflection of the rich cultural tapestry of human societies, where faith takes on unique forms that resonate with the lived experiences of believers. For example, in many African communities, religious expression is deeply communal. Worship is often accompanied by music, dance, and celebration, reflecting the cultural emphasis on community and collective identity. In Nigeria, for instance, the integration of traditional African instruments, rhythms, and dance into Christian worship services has enriched the spiritual experience for many believers. This blending of cultural and religious practices enhances the expression of faith, making it more meaningful and accessible to the local community. In contrast, some Western cultures may emphasize a more individualized approach to faith, with personal reflection, private prayer, and quiet meditation being central elements of worship. These differences reflect the broader cultural values of individualism in the West and collectivism in many African, Asian, and Latin American cultures. Yet, despite these differences in expression, the underlying faith remains the same, rooted in a shared belief in Christ and the gospel message. Biblical examples of culture and faith intersecting. The Bible itself provides numerous examples of the interaction between culture and religion. Throughout Scripture, we see how cultural contexts shape the way individuals practice their faith and how God worked within different cultural frameworks to accomplish His purposes. 1. Paul's approach to different cultures. 1 Corinthians 9 verses 19 to 23. The Apostle Paul provides a powerful example of adapting religious practice to cultural contexts without compromising the core message of the gospel. In 1 Corinthians 9 verses 19 to 23, Paul writes, "Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some." Paul understood that cultural sensitivity was essential to effectively communicate the gospel. He was willing to adapt to different cultural practices and norms as long as they did not contradict the truth of the gospel, demonstrating that faith could transcend cultural boundaries while remaining true to its core message. 2. Jesus and the Samaritan Woman. John 4 verses 1 to 26. Another significant example of culture and religion intersecting is found in the story of Jesus' interaction with the Samaritan woman at the well. Samaritans and Jews had deep cultural and religious divisions, yet Jesus broke through these barriers to share the message of salvation with her. This encounter illustrates that while cultural differences exist, the message of Christ is for all people, transcending cultural boundaries and inviting all into a relationship with God. 3. The Early Church and Cultural Diversity. Acts 2 verses 1 to 12, the early Christian church was marked by cultural diversity, as seen in the story of Pentecost in Acts 2. When the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles, they began to speak in different languages, enabling people from various cultural backgrounds to hear the gospel in their own tongue. This event highlights the inclusivity of the Christian message and the importance of cultural diversity within the body of Christ. The early church embraced people from different cultures and backgrounds, demonstrating that Christianity is not confined to any one culture, but is a universal faith for all people. Case study: Christianity and Indigenous African Practices. One of the most striking examples of the intersection between culture and religion is seen in the way Christianity has been adopted and adapted within African cultures. Throughout Africa, traditional beliefs and practices have often been integrated into Christian worship, creating a unique expression of faith that resonates with local customs and values. For example, in many African Christian communities, traditional drumming and dancing are incorporated into worship services. These cultural practices, which have long been used to communicate with ancestors or celebrate community events, have found new meaning in Christian worship as expressions of joy, praise, and reverence for God. Similarly, certain African proverbs and oral traditions have been embraced within Christian teaching, allowing the gospel message to be communicated in ways that are culturally relevant and easily understood. However, the interaction between Christianity and indigenous African practices has not been without challenges. In some cases, traditional religious practices, such as ancestral worship or divination, have conflicted with Christian teachings. This has led to a complex negotiation of identity for many African Christians, as they seek to balance their cultural heritage with their faith in Christ. Despite these challenges, many African Christians have found ways to harmonize their cultural identity with their Christian faith, creating a vibrant and dynamic expression of both. The influence of religion on culture. While culture shapes religious practice, religion also has a profound influence on culture. Throughout history, Christian values and teachings have had a transformative impact on cultural norms, ethics, and societal structures. Christianity has often served as a moral compass, influencing laws, social policies, and cultural attitudes toward issues such as justice, equality, and compassion. 1. The impact of Christian ethics on Western law and society. Christian teachings have significantly influenced Western legal and ethical frameworks. Concepts such as the sanctity of life, human dignity, and social justice, which are rooted in biblical principles, have shaped laws and societal values in many Western nations. For example, the abolition of slavery, the establishment of human rights, and the development of charitable institutions can all be traced back to Christian values of compassion, equality, and justice. 2. Christianity's role in promoting education and healthcare. In many cultures, Christianity has played a vital role in promoting education, healthcare, and social welfare. Missionary efforts throughout history have led to the establishment of schools, hospitals, and orphanages, particularly in regions where access to such services was limited. These institutions, motivated by Christian compassion, have transformed countless lives and contributed to the overall development of societies. 3. The influence of religion on social movements. Christianity has also been at the forefront of various social movements, advocating for justice, peace, and equality. Leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. and Desmond Tutu drew from their Christian faith to lead movements for civil rights and the end of apartheid, respectively. Their actions demonstrate how religious beliefs can inspire cultural change and lead to greater justice and equality within societies. Practical implications of culture and religion in modern Christian life. In today's globalized world, Christians are increasingly aware of the diverse cultural expressions of faith. This awareness presents both opportunities and challenges. On one hand, cultural diversity within Christianity can enrich the global church by offering new perspectives and practices that deepen spiritual understanding. On the other hand, cultural differences can sometimes create tension, especially when one culture's expression of faith is seen as superior or more authentic than another's. To navigate these complexities, Christians are called to approach cultural diversity with humility, recognizing that no single culture has a monopoly on the correct way to worship or live out the Christian faith. Instead, believers are encouraged to celebrate the richness of cultural diversity within the body of Christ, learning from one another and growing together in faith. Bible verses on culture and faith. Galatians 3 verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Romans 12 verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Acts 10 verses 34 to 35. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. Discussion questions. 1. How has your cultural background influenced the way you practice your faith? 2. In what ways can Christians celebrate cultural diversity within the global church? 3. How can faith communities navigate the tensions between cultural traditions and religious beliefs? 4. How does the intersection of culture and religion enhance your understanding of God and faith? Further reading. 1. Christianity and Culture by Charles Kraft. This book explores how culture influences the expression of faith and offers insights into how Christians can navigate cultural diversity within the church. 2. The Next Christendom by Philip Jenkins. A study on the global expansion of Christianity and how different cultures are shaping the future of the church. 3. Whose Religion is Christianity? By Laman Sana. A discussion on how Christianity is adapting and thriving in non-Western cultures, particularly in Africa and Asia. Conclusion. The intersection of culture and religion is both complex and beautiful, revealing the ways in which faith is lived out in diverse and meaningful ways across the globe. Culture provides the context in which religious beliefs are expressed, and religion offers a framework that shapes cultural values, practices, and worldviews. As Christians, we are called to recognize and embrace this dynamic interaction, understanding that while culture influences how we worship and live out our faith, the truth of the gospel remains constant and transcendent. One of the key lessons we can draw from the relationship between culture and religion is the importance of humility and openness. No single culture has a monopoly on the correct way to worship or live as a Christian. The gospel speaks to all people in every context, offering a message of hope, salvation, and transformation that can be expressed in a variety of cultural forms. Whether through communal celebrations in African churches, quiet meditation in Western traditions, or the integration of indigenous practices in South America, the core of the Christian faith remains the same: a deep, abiding relationship with God through Jesus Christ. As the global Christian church continues to grow, it is more important than ever to appreciate the richness of cultural diversity within the body of Christ. Galatians 3 verse 28 reminds us that in Christ, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. This unity in Christ does not erase cultural distinctions, but instead celebrates them, recognizing that each culture brings its own unique gifts and perspectives to the broader Christian experience. The diversity of worship styles, traditions, and interpretations enriches the global church, offering believers opportunities to grow in their understanding of God and to learn from one another. At the same time, we must also be aware of the challenges that can arise when culture and religion intersect. Cultural practices that conflict with Christian teachings, such as ancestral worship, certain ritualistic practices, or harmful societal norms, require discernment and wisdom. As Christians, we are called to navigate these tensions with grace, seeking to honor cultural traditions where possible while remaining faithful to the gospel. This often requires careful reflection and dialogue, both within faith communities and across cultural lines, to ensure that our expressions of faith are rooted in biblical truth and aligned with God's will. The transformative power of the gospel has the ability to shape culture in profound ways. Throughout history, Christian teachings have influenced cultural norms, laws, and ethical practices, leading to greater justice, compassion, and equality. The impact of Christianity on movements such as the abolition of slavery, the promotion of human rights, and the development of education and healthcare is a testament to the power of faith to bring about positive change in society. When Christians live out their faith with integrity, They not only transform their own lives, but also contribute to the renewal of the culture around them. As we move forward in an increasingly globalized world, the relationship between culture and religion will continue to evolve. The challenge for Christians is to remain rooted in the unchanging truth of the gospel while being open to the diverse ways in which faith is expressed across different cultures. This requires a posture of humility, a willingness to learn from others, and a commitment to unity in the body of Christ. By embracing cultural diversity and celebrating the ways in which different cultures enrich our understanding of God, we create a more inclusive and vibrant global church. In conclusion, the influence of culture on religion and vice versa is a powerful reminder that faith is not practiced in a vacuum, but within the context of human experience. As Christians, we are called to navigate this intersection with wisdom, humility, and openness, recognizing that cultural diversity within the church is a reflection of God's creativity and love for all people. At the same time, we are called to remain faithful to the gospel, ensuring that our expressions of faith are grounded in biblical truth and aligned with the teachings of Christ. By doing so, we can cultivate a global Christian community that reflects the beauty of cultural diversity while remaining united in our shared faith. In a world that is increasingly interconnected, the church has an opportunity to be a beacon of hope, justice, and reconciliation, demonstrating that the love of Christ transcends all cultural boundaries and unites us as one people under God. Let us embrace this opportunity with joy, knowing that in our unity and diversity, we reflect the fullness of God's kingdom on earth.